This is the show Never Heard That. My name is Andrew Mukey. Thanks for joining me. For today's show, we're going to be listening to the song Leave Me Alone by Australian artist Natalie Imbruglia from her 1997 album Left of Middle. Imbruglia started her entertainment career as an actor and gained some fame for her early 90s role in the show Neighbours. Although there was 3 years between ending her time with Neighbours and starting her official musical career, it is easy to group her with the other actors turned musicians that came before her. To do so, in my opinion, is to do her a great disservice. The path that she chose to pursue is much more aligned to alternative music compared to the commercial path of her predecessors and contemporaries. Having said that, there was some good thinking going on for her debut. She literally burst out of the blocks with her first single, a cover of the song Torn, originally by US rock band Edna Swap. The track was a really good introduction for Imbruglia into the music world, as it had enough street cred to be accepted by a wide spectrum of music lovers. It sold more than 1 million copies in the UK alone and was successful just about everywhere else. What made me actually stand up and take notice was her follow-up single, Big Mistake. Released in 1988, I felt that with this track she really came out as her own artist. Big sound, musically inventive and clever. I was seriously impressed. She then followed that with single number 3, Wishing I Was There, and fourth single, Smoke. Both songs again, big, clever, inventive and very easy to enjoy, and creating a different musical path to those around her. I went out and bought the album. It became the largest debut for a new alternative pop rock female artist in history, selling more in its first week than records by Alanis Morissette, Meredith Brooks and Fiona Apple combined. All of those incredibly successful artists in their own right. The album had sold over 7 million copies worldwide by 2002. To have 4 enormously successful singles from the one album is huge. To actually be able to pick another song off the same album to play on this show, well, that indicates one heck of an impressive album. To me, the album Left of Middle is artistically up there amongst the very best in Australian recorded history. If you don't know it, please seek it out. Imbruglia deserves our pride. For those that like their music trivia, Phil Thornalley was the producer of the album. Thornalley produced The Cure's 1982 album Pornography and was later their bass player for 18 months, producing and performing the distinctive double bass line on their 1983 single The Love Cats. And in case you were wondering, Imbruglia's career has continued to flourish. She released a fifth solo album called Male in 2015, and those attentive to film and TV will know that she bobs up regularly on both mediums. Congratulations, Natalie Imbruglia. Please keep going. Here is the track Leave Me Alone from the 1997 Natalie Imbruglia album Left of Middle.
don't choke you. Did you read my mind? You said.